It's 4:06. You're listening to Central Time on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Veronica Rickard.
And I'm Rob Ferret. Coming up later in the program, we take a look at the issue of domestic violence and discuss the ongoing fallout from the video of NFL player Ray Rice assaulting his then-fiancé released yesterday.
First, it's our Wisconsin Authors segment where we feature writers from around the state.
Emily Page is 13 years old and the author of The Spirit Realm Trilogy, a fantasy series featuring The Spirit Realm and The Spirit's Shadow, both books that she completed earlier this year.
Right now, she's working on the third installment in the trilogy called The Spirit War, which she hopes to complete while also staying on top of her eighth grade homework and school activities. She joins us now from Eau Claire, Wisconsin. Emily, welcome to Central Time.
Hi.
Well, how old were you when you got this idea of the core of the story for Spirit Realm?
I think I was maybe about 12. It was the summer before I started sixth grade, and I guess I kind of just came up with it as I rode in the car. It was just pretty normal.
And this is a place where souls sounds like they get kidnapped at death. Tell us about what Spirit Realm is.
The Spirit Realm is, like you said, a place where souls have been kidnapped from their bodies after death. And in the story, the souls are collected through this paneling system that the Samoxti, the people who created the Spirit Realm, put into the ground like 1,000 years ago to collect the souls. So, but the souls are not well kept. They're overpopulation of souls, and it's really critical that we get the main characters, Alicia and Amira, get the souls to a better afterlife.
And that's also really fascinating. So you've got these two main characters, I think they're twins, Alicia and Amira, and they find out that they're this sort of a powerful being. They can do almost anything. Tell us about them.
Alicia and Amira are these twin sisters, and they... And one is more skilled in dark magic, and she'd be better suited to the people who created the Spirit Realm, who are also skilled in dark magic. And Alicia is kind of more gentle, and she's better suited to light magic, like the people who are fighting against the people who created the Spirit Realm. And they are, and they're like best friends, but they kind of have this block in between them when they find out what their powers would be meant for.
And you said they're kind of like, you know, flip sides of yourself, these two girls. How so?
Alicia is kind of this really virtuous and selfless character who I really hope I would be in that situation. And Amira is, she's just a normal girl. She doesn't think she's very special, but she's strong and she's selfless in her own way. And Alicia is kind of who I hoped would represent who I hope to be. And Amira is closer to who I really am because she's just normal. I mean, she likes to draw. She's a good portrayal of just a 15-year-old girl.
Hmm. It's so interesting because here you are, you're in eighth grade, and you've written two books already. Sounds like the third one is about to be done or is nearing completion as well. How did you ever get it together as someone who's got schoolwork and friendships to juggle, chores, needing extra sleep as a teenager? How did you find time to write books?
I've always really enjoyed writing, and I kind of just treated the Spirit Realm as just a story that I wrote in my free time. And I did a lot of writing over the summer when like we had nothing to do. We'd just sit around the house and I'd just write my story. And so I got a lot of writing done during that time, during the summers, and also my school has this time during the day where we can just do homework, and I do a lot of homework then. So I kind of found the time, and my friends are also writers, so sometimes we just sit and write together, and it'd be pretty fun.
This is what teenagers are like. They sit around and write novels now. I need to catch up. Or is this just your group of friends?
I think it's just us. I don't know, but I hope not.
Yeah.
But my friends and I all really like to write.
It sounds okay to me. So you're in a supportive group. What did your parents think about this, that their daughter was writing a novel, a trilogy?
My parents have always really supported me in everything. And they really liked the fact that I like to write. And when I sent it in, they said not to get my hopes up too high, but at the same time, they were really excited for me.
Now, I've got a copy of it here, and you researched the publishing, the marketing, all of that. How did you end up getting it published? Did you do it yourself, or did you find a publisher?
I found a publisher who would accept it, and Solstice Publishing, and they basically did a lot of it. They gave me an editor, and they gave me a cover, and they talked me through a lot of it because I was pretty new to this, obviously, and they've been very good to me. They've done a lot of it for me.
Well, what did you learn about how to submit a book? Because this is stuff that a lot of grown-up authors would like to know, how to write a book and get it published. What advice do you have?
There is this book that I got at the library called Writer's Market, and it's this, like, 1,000-page block, and it teaches you how to do a lot of the writing, like how to submit it to publishers, like where you find it and you send in a manuscript through email or through the mail. And it told you how to write, like, a cover letter, like how to basically sell your book to them, and that was very helpful. So if you're trying to sell a book, I'd recommend you read that.
Let's move on to your name. Emily Page, I gather, is not your real name. You chose a pen name. How come?
First, because of security reasons, because I'm 13 years old. I don't really want someone to know everything about me because they know my real name. But I also wanted to, I've always enjoyed making up names because, you know, that's why I write. I really want to write for a long time, and I didn't want to have to worry about changing my author name when I got married or something like that. So I came up with a fake last name.
Wow, so you're really thinking down the road. Is that where you see yourself, say, I don't know, 10 years down the road? Do you want to be writing books for a living?
Yes, I do. I hope to get better.
What kind of feedback have you gotten so far?
I'm mostly positive. There's a lot of really good reviews, mostly from my family members on Amazon. And my sister says that she likes the second book, The Spirit Shadow, better than the first one because the writing is better. So it's been mostly positive, but like when my sister said that, I'm happy she was honest with me.
So do you feel like you're evolving as it goes along, that people who read them books 1 through 3 will realize, yeah, here's Emily just starting out, but here she is really getting her footing?
Definitely. I feel like I've gotten a lot better from the first book to the third book.
Wow. Well, it's fantastic, and I'm excited for you. What do your teachers say? Are you kind of the star when you walk down the halls?
I actually recently moved, and with the new school year starting, a lot of my teachers don't really know. But back in my old school, my English teacher was, like, ecstatic, and she was so excited. A lot of people were like, hey, didn't you write a book? So,
yeah, you need to get a T-shirt that says, I'm Emily Page, I wrote a trilogy. So you can get the word out at your new school.
Yeah.
Well, it's fantastic. Thank you so much, and I look forward to reading more of them. Emily, thank you for joining us.
No problem. Thank you.
We've been speaking to Emily Page, the author of the Spirit Realm trilogy, featuring The Spirit Realm, The Spirit Shadow, and the upcoming The Spirit War.